This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
A new free youth choir is being set up at Salisbury Cathedral for any young person to join. Its conductor, Ian Wicks, discusses the need for the choir and how they engage with young people through singing. Hi Ian, there's a lot of singing happening at Salisbury Cathedral with junior and chamber choirs in addition to the cathedral choir. Why are you setting up this new choir?
Well, when we set up the junior choir in 2007, we started with a whole range of children with no audition, and the age range was quite wide. It went right from 7 to 13, and the children who are at the top end of that choir now, they are ready to move on to the next stage in their singing career. And I could see that there was a gap in our provision at Salisbury Cathedral between the junior choir and the chamber choir. And so I pitched an idea to the chapter to start a choir for children graduating, if you like, from the junior choir at about age 13 and taking them through to around age 18, where we can sing in many more parts and particularly cater to the boys' changed voices, which, of course, the junior choir can't really do.
And what impact do you hope the choir will have?
Well, I hope that we're providing the next link for choirs up and down the country. I hope that the children who have got a love of singing through their school choirs and through the junior choir at Salisbury Cathedral and have been enabled to keep singing and to learn the skills of singing in parts, will be able to be the backbone of chamber choirs and indeed cathedral choirs up and down the country.
And more locally, what do you hope the impact will be?
Well, I hope that the choir will have an impact locally, because it will be an option for children at secondary school to come after school on a Tuesday evening. But they're also have an opportunity to be part of a choir at Salisbury Cathedral that sings services occasionally, that also has a civic profile within the city, singing at sort of major events in the local city, and also being able to take part in larger scale concerts.
So how do you encourage young people to get interested in singing in the first place?
Well, part of our outreach strategy at Salisbury Cathedral and Salisbury Cathedral School is to encourage singing in primary schools. When I go into primary schools, I do find enthusiasm from the children and the staff for singing, but I don't necessarily find the skills in the staff to feel confident to lead a choir. I hope that I can give them little tips and guidance in order to be able to get them singing with their children in schools.
Of course, young people have a lot of other competing interests. How do you encourage them to keep their singing going?
Well, you're quite right. Everybody is incredibly busy at the moment and in this modern era. And it does take commitment to be part of a choir. And the way that I encourage commitment is by constantly trying to find opportunities for the choirs to sing that are exciting and engage the young people's enthusiasm. To date, we've been successful in that with broadcasts and local broadcasts on BBC Radio, but also, you know, we've got the Children in Need evening coming up where the children will be part of the choir singing on that live broadcast on television. Things like that that just keep the young people just interested in their singing. And it's also about repertoire, isn't it? I want them to learn the great choral repertoire, but I know that my way into that is to provide them with repertoire that is appealing to them on lots of different levels, and then to slip in some of the things that I think that they should know sort of under the radar a little bit.
I see, that's how it's done, is it?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that they have a lot of enthusiasm. Obviously, I can imagine when they do get going, they can make quite a sound.
They certainly do. They can make quite a powerful sound, and it's a choir that meets for an hour a week. The sound has developed a lot over the years in the junior choir, and I fully expect that the sound to develop a lot in the new youth choir. But it is once they get behind a song, then they make a fantastic sound. They really do. It's a very exciting, loud, vibrant quality of sound, and I'm very excited by that, and so are lots of audiences.
Brilliant. And so just finally, how can young people get involved in this choir?
So this is a non-auditioned choir. And if you are aged over 12 or 13 and you're a boy or a girl, you can get in contact by going to the Cathedral's website and looking at the music pages. And you'll find an email address for a lovely lady called Abby Bray. And if you email Abby, you'll be able to find out more details about where you can come and join our choir or join our choral program, either the junior choir or the youth choir. And both choirs are completely free.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.